Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Michael McCurry, your host, and I want to thank each and every one of you that have taken of your time to join me right now. You realize, of course, this program plays on over 100, 110 or so radio stations nationwide and internationally, but I'd like to speak to you as an individual. And truly, that is the goal each and every time. See, this program was started by Dr. Paul Levine back in the late 1950s. And one of the things I most appreciate about the stories I hear of our founder, Dr. Paul, I appreciate the fact that he always had time for individuals. Yes, did he preach to large crowds? Absolutely. Were there thousands, tens of thousands saved during his lifetime of ministry? Oh, most assuredly. But he always had time for people. Individual people, that person, singular. And I'd like to, if there's any attribute of Dr. Paul's I'd like to emulate, that is certainly one that I would highly prize. And so thank you individually for joining me today. We've been speaking this week about 21st century evangelism, and that's where we are going to continue today. You know, there have been so many different ways to reach people, to exclaim, to expound, to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I think back on the multitude of different methods, some of them still in use today. We could back up 100 plus years to those circuit riding preachers, maybe preaching in 2, 3, 4, 5 different places on a Sunday, many different rural communities that needed God's word. These intrepid people, almost explorers, would take upon themselves to, on the back of a horse, maybe travel tens, 20, 30 miles or so to speak to people. Of course, you could fast forward to the age of Moody, D.L. Moody, and a horse-drawn wagon bringing people to Sunday school, young children. Think of the bus routes of the 70s, and even still, so many good churches picking up folks from all over their area, bringing them to church. I think of going door to door. Still have the opportunity to do that myself on occasion. And I'm so thankful for the fact that we now have things like social media and all of these different avenues to reach people. Now, understand that when I talk about 21st century evangelism, reaching people in the present day, I am not saying that we need to do away with all of the methods of yesteryear. Absolutely not. If something works, why fix it if it ain't broken? So we will continue forward. But I do think that there are some tools, some opportunities, some things that we're maybe not quite wrapping our heads around quite well enough in this day. I'm speaking for myself. Oftentimes I find that I am not as soul conscious as I should be. Heard a man of God describe it as being on soul patrol. The desire to, every time you leave your house, to reach people for the cause of Christ, it's an attitude, it's a mindset shift, and it's something I'd like you to consider as we go forward in this present day. Talking about 21st century evangelism, of course, the desire, evangelism, to reach people, to share the gospel. But why put that qualifier, 21st century? Well, we've been describing that for the last little while, and we've come to the realization that in this day, the opportunities presented, the gospel hasn't changed, but the opportunities presented have. There have been some tweaks. There have been some modifications. There have been some wholesale changes that we should be aware of. We have the opportunity to reach people, if I can give you a first point, in a personal way, a very personal way. Instead of being so focused on reaching the multitudes, I think we should limit our scope. We should have big imaginations. We should have big desires. We should want to reach a lot of people. But I'd like to speak to you for just a few moments right now about being personal. There's something about building a relationship with people. You say, hold up a moment. I thought when you were talking about 21st century evangelism, you were just going to dive straight into social media advertising or advangelism, as some people call it. I thought you were going to just talk about how we should put Christ-honoring things and verses on our Facebook feed. Well, all of those things may have their place and they may be good, but one of the things that has been most impactful to me, and I see being the most impactful, not just in my imagination, but actually seeing it, is in this day when everyone truly becomes much more separated. We have segregated ourselves to a degree into the echo chambers of social media. We are living virtual lives. I mean, we are literally, and I'm not putting these things down. I'm 31 years old. For me to act like a curmudgeonly senior citizen and talk about these kids with their goggles and alternate realities and all those, understand, that's not what I'm doing. But I'm telling you that we are literally living in the virtual world. We're putting goggles on our faces and we're living in such a way that we don't have personal relationships with people anymore. That's a little bit of a all-inclusive statement, but please understand the thought, the heart behind it. We have an opportunity while the entirety of the rest of the world, technology and all the rest, trend towards an impersonal, in our supposed desire to be more connected. We are more disconnected than ever before. You know as well as I that those 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 5,000 people that are quote unquote Facebook friends with you, you know for a fact that the vast majority of them are not your friends. Not by the true sense of the word. So that being the case, we have an opportunity to actually reach people in a personal way, unlike days past. Because in the 1980s, in the 1880s, in the 1780s, you didn't have any other choice. Everything was personal. Yes, you could write a note and you could confer, you could converse with somebody from miles apart, and you could do so with a telegraph, with a telephone, and all those types of things. But even some years ago, when technology was maybe a little less rampant than it is now, we still had things like, whether they be block parties, whether they be, we'd go to a library, we'd actually rub shoulders with people, we'd pass someone walking out of the post office. Friend, now we live in a world where we are so quote unquote connected through the internet and whatnot, but we are so disconnected. Reading text off of a screen does not mean that you have a friend. It's actions in the real world that means something. Please understand, I'm not trying to come at you as a Luddite or as a Neanderthal and tell you that all of these things, we need to burn them all and get rid of your iPhone. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we have an opportunity to reach people in a personal way today in the 21st century that we've never had before. You say, no, you just said we had this opportunity. Yes, we've never had it where it's such a stark difference from the way people normally communicate. You can order food on your phone. You can order a taxi on your phone. You can swipe through people you might want to date on your phone. But to be confronted in the real world, yes, you say, well, people are more standoffish today than they've ever been because they're unused to it. Yes, you may be right. But that does not put down the fact that there is still a great opportunity for you to reach people by being a real friend to them. Because understand this, friend, that no virtual reality can compete with a personal, a true friend. I ask you, is there someone that you haven't been as good of a friend with as you should, that you've let technological, electronic communication, you've let those types of things supersede? You say, Brother Mike, I work from home. I order food to my home. I don't have to leave my house. I get Walmart to deliver my stuff. A friend, as a Christian brother to you, my brother or sister, could I encourage you to consider how God might have you to interact with the real world, to reach people personally? I would hazard a guess that if you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, He will. You say, but Brother Micah, the social media, the technology, it's so very powerful. And that's where we're going to get to next. Absolutely. It's so powerful, but partly because it's so powerful, it's far less personal. Think about it. If you had a megaphone in your hands right now, and we were sitting in the same room, maybe you, me, and a few of your closest friends, if you try to talk to us with a megaphone, how long do you think it would take before we snatched away from you and said, stop being so annoying? How long would it take before we're like, stop that, I can hear you, I'm right here? Friend, the power of social media, the power of the tools of our day can make them very impersonal. Megaphone's great when you're talking to a crowd of 200 young people that need to pay attention. It's wonderful. But I wouldn't want to have a very personal, very private, very intimate conversation with somebody if they had a megaphone. Even the questions they would ask would be too leading, would be too public, would be too embarrassing. No, I'd want to lower my voice. I'd want to sit in a busy cafe or something like that, where my voice is drowned out and said, hey, can you help me with this? I'm struggling. Imagine someone, hey, I'm struggling with some feelings of depression or anxiety, and someone on the other end with a megaphone. How does that make you feel? Friend, personal. We have an opportunity in the 21st century to be personal. Instead of trying to reach people by screaming at them from the rooftops of Facebook, by posting your opinions, political or otherwise, even if I can say this, even posting your stance on particular doctrines of Scripture. Praise the Lord, I'm glad you have a good stance on these things. I'm glad you're biblical. But the echo chamber that is Facebook may not be the place for it. Maybe, just maybe, you'd see a better return on investment by being personal. Instead of thinking you're speaking to 3,500 friends at the same time, maybe you'd be better served speaking to one in person. If you disagree, if you have maybe an agreeance with what I've said, I'd love to hear from you. Whether you agree or disagree, I'd love for you to reach out. You can text me at 309-316-7240. That's 309-316-7240. We're going to continue on this discussion of 21st century evangelism in the coming days. Thank you so very much for listening. My prayer, as always, is that you have a great day for His glory, and I hope you reach someone personally today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.